Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, April 2nd, 2025, and we have a lineup of finance headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
M Finance collaborates with CBCX to provide traders with enhanced market access. M Finance Limited, a subsidiary of MF International Limited, has partnered with CBCX Markets Limited to enhance market access for traders. The collaboration aims to provide brokers with tighter spreads and deeper liquidity, improving execution and trading strategies. By connecting to top-tier liquidity providers, including banks and non-banks, M Finance anticipates faster execution and reduced slippage for its clients. With over 20 years of experience in Forex and bullion markets, M Finance understands the importance of market-leading liquidity. Through STP connectivity, brokers can secure fixed profits while maintaining fast execution. This partnership with CBCX demonstrates M Finance's commitment to delivering innovation and unique trading opportunities to its clients. BridgeFT recognized as leading technology firm in Global Wealth Tech 100 list. BridgeFT, a cloud-native API-first wealth infrastructure software company, has been recognized on the WealthTech 100 list for its innovative financial technology solutions. The selection process was competitive, with over 1,200 companies evaluated by FinTech Global's panel. BridgeFT's WealthTech API platform enables firms to access total wealth data seamlessly. CEO Joe Stensland expressed excitement at the recognition, highlighting their mission to modernize wealth management technology. The WealthTech 100 list serves as a guide for navigating the fintech landscape, with an emphasis on personalized digital experiences. For more information and the full list of companies, visit WealthTech100.com. BridgeFT's platform empowers financial institutions to deliver data-driven outcomes for their clients, focusing on next-generation wealth management applications and personalized client experiences.
Accredited Solutions, OII, issues Q1 2025 shareholder letter. Accredited Solutions, Inc. issues Q1 2025 shareholder letter, highlighting progress and strategic milestones. An LOI with Everest Consolidator Acquisition Corporation paves the way for a NASDAQ listing, enhancing credibility and access to capital. The company aims to lead the $700 billion e-gift card market with blockchain innovation through the acquisition of ITS B-Chain. Despite concerns around dilution, the balance sheet transformation positions ASII for scalable growth. Revenue forecast for 2025 is $85 million, with potential upside post-NASDAQ listing. The uplisting is seen as a strategic enabler to lead in e-gift cards and blockchain fintech markets, emphasizing scale, speed, and innovation.
Financial Gravity welcomes new family office director, Will Sparks. Financial Gravity Companies, Inc. welcomes Will Sparks as the new family office director. With a heart for service and a passion for financial planning, Will aims to help families feel confident about retirement and legacy planning. His client-centered approach focuses on tailoring strategies to align with individual goals. Will, a Texas A&M graduate, emphasizes the importance of in-person relationships, believing that a handshake holds great value. As a family office director, Will is responsible for prescribing advanced tax solutions and ensuring fidelity to his plans. CEO Scott Winters is excited to have Will on board, as his vision aligns perfectly with Financial Gravity's mission to provide conflict-free plans for families. For more information about Financial Gravity Companies, Inc., visit their website. XLRE ETF provides comprehensive access to the real estate sector. The XLRE ETF, offered by Select Sector SPDR, provides investors with tailored exposure to the real estate sector. Since 2015, XLRE has focused on real estate investment trusts, REITs, and real estate management and development markets. With 31 holdings, including top companies like Prologis and American Tower, XLRE emphasizes large-cap real estate firms. One key advantage of XLRE is its low expense ratio of 0.08%, making it a cost-effective option for sector-specific investments. This ETF also prioritizes transparency through daily reporting, giving investors access to up-to-date information. By exclusively focusing on S&P 500 companies, XLRE allows investors to benefit from large-cap influence while accessing sector-specific opportunities. Overall, XLRE offers a strategic and efficient approach to real estate investments.
The mission-driven bank fund backs innovative community lender. The mission-driven bank fund announced an investment in American Bancorp, Inc., the bank holding company for American Pride Bank, a minority depository institution, MDI, focusing on underserved communities. American Pride Bank plans to expand homeownership and small business opportunities in low and moderate income areas by launching a mortgage division and expanding lending activities. The fund's partnership with American Pride Bank aims to close gaps in underserved communities. The fund is raising capital through May 2025 to invest in mission-aligned banks, supporting a more inclusive banking system. For more information, visit the Mission Driven Bank Fund's website. SolPower Acquisition Corporation announces the pricing of upsized $220,000 initial public offering. SolPower Acquisition Corporation announced the pricing of its upsized initial public offering of 22,000 units at $10 per unit. Each unit includes one Class A ordinary share and one share right to receive 1/10 of a Class A ordinary share. The units will be listed on the NYSE under the ticker symbol SOLU. An amount equal to $10 per unit will be deposited into a trust account upon closing. The offering is expected to close on April 3, 2025, with the underwriters having a 45-day option to purchase additional units. The company, led by Justin Lafazan and Teresa Strassner, is focused on insurance services, retirement savings, and related financial services. Cantor Fitzgerald & Co. is the sole book-running manager for the offering. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.